This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Strap yourself in. Hour one in the books. Hour two about to begin. I'm Lee Elson filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And I took a leadership class last year, and it literally helped change my life for the better. And my next guest, Michael Williams,
is the founder and president of Altius Financial out of Denver. He's also a board member of the leadership program of the Rockies and the creator of the Defenders of Capitalism Project. And he's also one of the main cogs in the Charter Oak leadership program here in Connecticut. He's been kind enough to join us today. Mike, thank you.
I really appreciate you having me, Lee. It's great to hear your voice and catch up with you a little bit.
So we've been lucky to have several of the superstars from Charter Oak leadership program on with us. And I guess the best place to start is with your association with them and how that alliance evolved. And then maybe a short description on exactly what CLP is all about and what it does.
Sure, you bet. The Charter Oak Leadership Program is sort of a sister program from what we started out here in Colorado called the Leadership Program of the Rockies. They're both similar formats, similar curriculum, so to speak. And I started the Defenders of Capitalism Project as a part of LPR, as part of our group out here in Colorado, to mainly complement what was going on in that program. The program was focused on principles, defending and championing the founding of America, Americanism, conservative values, the proper role of government. And I inserted this idea of saying, okay, a lot of you guys who are great defenders of America, the American ideals, talk about capitalism, talk about free markets, but do you talk about it as effectively as you can? And so that was the idea, was to say, okay, we need a complementary program that shows people not only is the American system of government and Republican constitutionalism the right way to run a government, but also having a free market and being able to champion a free market on the proper basis was the original idea.
And the information you get from CLP gives you that confidence to deliver that 3-minute elevator speech to some bright-eyed econ grad who just doesn't get it and doesn't understand the morals that surround true capitalism.
That is the idea, and I appreciate you giving that example. Actually, I was at a conference recently over in Europe where I was talking to a lot of young econ grads, or actually doctoral students, people who are teaching now, and it's a similar thing with that group. They always focus on okay, here are the rational, practical arguments for free trade, for people being able to deal with each other voluntarily, which is basically all what a free market is. It's mutual voluntary exchange and price discovery, which is basically just finding out how much people value things, what they really value in the world. But they always focus on the practical, and we do too in the Charter Oak Leadership Program. As you know, we focus on the unarguable practical benefits of freedom. And you can see that throughout history where whenever you've had a free society, people who do subscribe to that ideal of being able to deal with each other on a mutual voluntary basis, that promotes freedom, charity, spiritual goods, all the kinds of goods that people value, whether it's material or spiritual goods, all those things explode in a free market. And that is an unarguable case in history, whether you're looking at different geographic parts of the planet, different cultures, no matter what it is, if you have freedom, you have more happiness, freedom, and prosperity. But people don't make enough of a case of, no, that's good. You need to make a moral case.
Right.
Because we constantly cede the moral case to people on the left, the people who are wanting to control things, the people who are statists. And so, you know, that three-minute elevator speech is really boils down to every individual has a right to their own life, to make their own decisions. Let's respect people as individuals and having an independent mind themselves. And that's the moral case, is being able to say this is congruent with human nature as the founders understood, and human nature as human experience has proven. This is a consistent moral system as well.
That actually leads to my next question, which is capitalism seems to really be in the doghouse these days. And you say this all the time, that capitalism is the most moral form an economy can take. And I'm sure progressive folks listening to us right now are rolling their eyes and saying, well, this is sacrilege. Capitalism is all that's wrong with a country, but you're firm. Capitalism is moral, correct?
Well, I go further than that, Lee. I say it's not only the most moral, it's the only moral. It's the only moral system that mankind has come up with. And it's an organic system that grew out of people observing reality, you know, watching how it is to subjugate other people, enslave them, or to control them with force. And that's what it boils down to, is those people on the left, they like their freedoms as much as you and I. But they make sort of a big mistake in saying, well, I'm a rational person, and maybe you're a rational person, but all of our other fellow citizens can't either take care of themselves in the sense of, you know, we need a welfare state, or they're predators and they're gonna hurt us. And they don't ascribe the same kind of moral virtue that they give themselves. They kind of exclude themselves out of that argument. And so they're the ones who want to be in control of things.
Right.
And, you know, it's difficult. If someone's a dyed-in-the-wool statist, you're not really going to be able to persuade them. If they believe morally that it's right to control other people, to, you know, control what they earn, control what they pay their employees, to use the force of government to control other people, to take money from them through taxation, then it's going to be a difficult persuasion. But if you have someone who's sort of in the middle and says, you know, I understand this. I've watched and I see how, you know, cutting taxes and spending, you know, encourages economic growth. Or I see where controlling minimum wage, you know, having people have a minimum wage actually increases unemployment for the most, you know, the most important people that it's supposed to help. It doesn't work. You know, it's actually having the opposite effect. Then you can have a rational conversation with somebody like that who is persuadable. That does someone that, you know, this is the question to ask. Does an individual person have a right to do what they want with their life and the fruits of their labor? And if they answer yes to that question in the abstract, then you can start to say, okay, that principle, how do we apply that principle to all these other issues? Now, again, it may be a difficult road to completely persuade them to, no, we really should have laissez-faire capitalism.
Right.
But that's the question is, you know, can we move people on the margin to a freer and freer society? It's an ideal. Just like the opposite is an ideal. You know, the whole idea of having a community, a commune-based society where everyone is equal, that is their ideal. That's the left ideal, is you know, reducing us all to the same boring, you know, nothing.
Right.
Not very productive. No, it's actually reducing us all in terms of our productivity, our relationships, and so forth. And that's their ideal. And we have to contrast that. They know our ideal is for people to thrive. And that means they get to be making their own choices with their life and who they trade with.
Some of the things that you pointed out, too, is that you make a point during the course of the class that we're really not living in a completely capitalistic society. It's not completely.
No, far
right?
from it.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about the elimination of regulations and other things and how it would actually improve the everyday life of capitalists. It's really remarkable how you can get
down to the nitty-gritty and explain every detail in its most pure, simplistic form. It's really incredible what you do.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. And I think that, that point you bring up, Lee, is really important that we do stress in the Charter Oak Leadership Program is that most people come into the program having some positive affinity with the founding documents, the Constitution and the Americanism, the Declaration of Independence. And they understand implicitly that that's part of, free trade and capitalism. They don't necessarily like the name. Sometimes people don't like the name capitalism, and I have a whole different segment that I do on why capitalism is a word and a concept that's important to save. And I have arguments with people who are, definitely free marketeers who still say, well, capitalism is too tainted. But we do spend a lot of time talking about, no, we don't actually have capitalism right here. I mean, capitalism gets blamed for all these things. I was just talking to someone who's very, very knowledgeable on the left, very knowledgeable person in Colorado politics yesterday, and he was talking about the urgency. And you guys might relate to this. I mean, all over the country, you have this homeless problem and affordable housing problem. And what they want to do is more of the same medicine that's got to be. They want more, we need to support people, give them payments, take them off the street and so forth, and we need to have more restrictions about housing, and that's the problem that's actually caused this affordable housing and homelessness problem in many ways. So capitalism gets blamed so many times for things that it has no responsibility for. We don't have capitalism in the housing market anywhere. It's one of the most controlled industries there is, if you can rank them. So we got to make sure that we understand what is capitalism and what is not. And people continue to think we have capitalism here. We don't have it at all. And anywhere close to it, we haven't had for decades or even longer.
We're chatting with Michael Williams. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. More about the economy and economics in general next on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alarute here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Group reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorney attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
We're talking to Michael Williams. He's a board member of the leadership program of the Rockies. He's the creator of the Defenders of Capitalism Project. He's the founder and president of Altius Financial, which is out in Denver, and is also a main cog in the Charter Oak Leadership Program here in Connecticut. So you often quote Adam Smith and his assertions that self-interest is natural and it's necessary for a moral drive, if you will. But same Adam Smith who wrote Wealth of Nations also wrote its companion theory of moral sentiments, which basically argued mankind is hardwired for empathy. Now, I actually disagree with that sentiment. I believe mankind is hardwired for savagery, but we do learn empathy through the course of our life. But capitalism does get a bad rap because we often forget that there is a human side to it, right? There is give. There is a lot of charity. There's a lot of that stuff going on, right?
Well, I think it gets a bad rap because it's not understood. People think if you're for capitalism, you're against charity, and that's not true at all. In fact, capitalism created charity. I mean, you can only have charity. You can only give if you have something to give. And people typically don't give if they're living, scratch the dirt type of life expectancy and lifestyle. You know, if they're barely subsisting, then they don't have anything to really give in the way of charity.
Right.
So the creation of surplus wealth, which is what capitalism consequentially does because of its moral goodness, it creates surplus. People are looking out for their self-interest, and we'll talk about Adam Smith if you want a little more deeply on that. But people are looking, in a free society, they're looking out for their self-interest, but they end up having a longer time horizon because they're thinking longer term. They're thinking about, okay, I've got a stable environment where my rights are respected, and I can accumulate more for my own security and my family and the flourishing of myself and my family, then I want to share that. And so charity is actually a creation of capitalism, and people don't really understand that. Now, going back to Adam Smith, I mean, it's interesting. I was at this Montpellier Society meeting, as I mentioned before, in Europe, and the folks there who are in many ways, you know, economists and free market experts themselves do harken back much to Adam Smith. And Adam Smith, I was interviewing the Adam Smith Institute founder from London when I was out there, and Adam Smith was first and foremost a moral philosopher. People think of him as the father of economics, but you're exactly right, Lee. He wrote much about morality, and he did write that, there is this view that, okay, here's what human nature is. And I think he was right about most of what his observations were with regard to human nature, and he ultimately came up with this concept of the invisible hand. When people are self-interested, it just seems like it works out better.
Right.
And that was a little bit at odds with, you know, his moral view and the moral view at the time, that, okay, well, that means people are, as you said, maybe selfish and savage. There are definitely individuals who are savages, and there are people who are long-term rationally self-interested, and then there are people who, in both senses, can be empathetic and charitable to their fellow men. But it is a moral view that Adam Smith introduced, and it's been developed by the Austrian economist, Austrian school more lately, and I would say the objectivist school as well.
How would you rate the health and prognosis for capitalism here in the United States, considering it seems like the growing percentage of particularly young people have embraced socialism?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, it's not good, that's for sure. Capitalism is not healthy. It doesn't exist anywhere. I mean, we don't have freedom anywhere. We had some examples. You know, Hong Kong was a good example of a mostly free society. It was showing up all the time on there's a number of different organizations that do freedom rankings, and Hong Kong was always number one. And it was, again, a wonderful proof of a little small island that had very little in the way of natural resources, but had the rule of law and basically let people live freely, what that can do in terms of both material and spiritual progress. Since the Communist Party is now asserting its will on Hong Kong, and we have that kind of authoritarianism going on throughout the world, including the U.S. We have this idea of looking for, you know, a philosopher king, person who, you know, a personality who might be able to really assert their will, no matter what party they're in, to say, okay, we're going to take control. Our guy's in control now, and he's going to be the one who actually has the authority to make things right. And that authoritarianism is spreading throughout the world, and it's definitely anti-capitalism. I would say I'm optimistic. I there are lots of young people who call themselves socialists, but if you ask them questions about their own property, their own lives, they are definitely interested and actually improving.
Yeah, it changes a little bit in that case. Michael Williams is a board member of the leadership program of the Rockies, creator of the Defenders of Capitalism. He's the founder and president of Altius Financial out in Denver, Colorado, and he's also a main cog in the Charter Oak Leadership Program here in Connecticut. And if folks want to learn more about you or the group, where do they go?
Absolutely. They should definitely be checking out Charter Oak Leadership Program. org, I believe is the website. And they certainly should be checking out my website, defendersofcapitalism.com.
Michael Williams, thank you very much. I got to run. I'm out of time. Music is playing. Bill O'Reilly joins us next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's White House advisor Steve Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in jail on Friday for contempt of Congress after he blew off a subpoena to testify.
I respect the judge. The sentence he came down with today is his decision. I fully respect. I've been totally respectful of this entire process on the legal side.
Current Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen has proudly announced that the U.S. has overdrafted just half of what we did last year. In 2021, the country added $2.8 trillion to our tab. This year, that sits at roughly $1.4 trillion so far. Approximately $16.9 billion of the dollars spent by the U.S. government has gone to help Ukraine fight off Russia. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in the entire night tonight for Wayne Allen Root, and I have a very special guest joining me right now. He is an entertainment icon. His Killing series have sold more books than just about anyone on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the one and only Bill O'Reilly. Bill, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you, Lee. How you been?
I'm doing good. So, good. You know, your Killing series have this unique ability of combining iconic, legendary individuals with never exposed factual events. Sometimes they're, you know, you're reading it and you're like, wow, I didn't know that. And that happens a lot. You cobble that together in this one. I couldn't stop reading it. I started it after another, one page after another, because I'm, you know, I come from a family of huge Elvis fans. So you feature Ali, Lennon, Elvis, you tie them all together. But what's the common thread, the link between the three?
Well, all three of them changed American culture, and that's why I write about them. So this is not a celebrity book. It's not People Magazine, not any of that. And it's the 12th killing book. All the others that I have written have been about policy or wars or presidents, that kind of thing. But cultural history, the way Americans live today, Lee, has been underreported. So in my lifetime, there were three huge cultural changes. The first one in the 50s, we went from a nation of conformity where everybody did the same thing to rock and roll rebellion. One man was responsible, one man, and he was barely a man. He was a teenager, Elvis Presley. Ed Sullivan Show sings a dopey song called Hound Dog. Boom, the American culture blows up. Incredible story, historically and every other way. Then 1964, the Beatles come across from England. And from 64 to 69, American culture changes again. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, what we have now. The Beatles were the spear tip of that. Magical Mystery Tour, Sgt. Pepper, and Lennon was the leader of the Beatles. And then Muhammad Ali, at the same time that Elvis and Lennon were running around, raises dissent in America to its highest level by refusing to be inducted in the armed forces, and then pivots into the civil rights movement. Incredible stories, all three of them, that most people don't even think about.
Right.
And then the commonality is that all of their fame and power destroys them. They all get destroyed, thus the subtitle, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity.
Would you suggest a similar psychological or genetic component shared by Lennon, Elvis, and Ali, as opposed to maybe childhood environment or circumstances to get to that fame?
It was history. It was purely history. So Elvis Presley comes from a poor background, uneducated parents. He graduates from high school. He drives a truck. Okay? But he has an enormous amount of talent, God-given talent. And he breaks out, and then he becomes the most famous entertainer in the world, and then he kills himself. He actually killed himself.
Right.
Okay? Lennon, pretty much the same thing. No real family, Liverpool, working class. By 15, 16, he's out on his own, all right? Becomes the most famous band that ever lived, all right? And Ali, no real background, poor kid, unbelievably talented. Best athlete I think I've ever seen in any sport, and he breaks out. So there wasn't any, it wasn't any about genetics, it was about talent, God-given talent, history, and destruction.
Was there ever a fringe person or persons that you thought about including or replacing any other superstar that was on that edge?
No. I mean, people ask me about Michael Jackson, Marilyn Monroe. I mean the list of people who have destroyed themselves or been destroyed by celebrity is there's hundreds of people, names on that. But none of them came close to these three. as far as impacting how we Americans live today. And younger Americans, they don't understand that. So they saw the Elvis movie or something. Yeah, there's Elvis, but
right.
They don't understand what it was like in the 1950s here, how this guy changed everything. Same thing with the Beatles. The Beatles, I don't like them that much, or I like them, or whatever. I mean, they don't know the counterculture that swept across this country and to this day has divided the country. To this day.
Yeah.
And then Ali, I mean, my God, once he said, I'm not going into the army, that ignited the protest movement and... as they say, the rest is history.
So like you said, there's nothing like this today, right? There's nobody you can put up on this kind of a pedestal that actually changed the world like these guys did, right?
Politicians.
Yeah, Trump was good, I guess.
Now,
yeah, sure.
The lethal danger of celebrity extends to politicians, and not just athletes and performers. So I'll submit to you that both President Biden and Donald Trump have been damaged gravely by their celebrity and power.
Bill O'Reilly's our guest. Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity is his brand new book. We're talking about that. So when I was young, my mom, my aunt, my cousins were all huge Elvis Presley fans. I can remember my mother actually slept out at night, bought 8 tickets to the concert he was supposed to play, I think that week at the Hartford Civic Center, the week he died. I remember my mom in the passenger seat, Bill, crying her eyes out. We were playing wiffle ball. She pulls over, barely able to speak. Elvis Presley has died. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Never before has... I don't think anybody had that kind of an impact on people that they were completely just destroyed by this.
That's because of television. So before Presley's rise, the United States didn't really have television. So you had Frank Sinatra, you had movie stars, but you didn't really have anybody that in the entertainment industry that linked up to your mother and other Americans in an emotional way.
Right.
And then once television swept in and you could see these people on a regular basis, the emotional bond formed, if you like them.
Yeah.
And so it was another part of history that unfolded in this country. And, you know, people, if you read all 12 killing books, Lee, and I think you've read a lot.
I have. I love them.
You will know everything about your country. And the one gap that I had was that I didn't write about the history of American culture, which is why we did Killing the Legends, because I hadn't done that. But it's so important, because now we're in a culture war again. And today, in this country, we're in another culture war, another battle. And people need to know the underpinnings of it.
A couple specifics. I was, you know, telling my wife I was going to talk with you today, and we were, you know, she was asking me about the topics, and I showed her the book, and you know, I showed her a picture of Elvis towards the back, and I said, "How old do you think Elvis was here?" And you know, she thought it was like in his fifties, late sixties, late fifties, early sixties, and I'm like, "No, he died at 42. He's a baby when he died."
And look, if you Google the 1968 NBC comeback special, and you look at Elvis Presley in 68, and then you see him 10 years later, it's like it's not the same human being.
I know.
And Presley had to know, unless there were no mirrors ever wherever he was in Graceland. He had to know.
Yeah.
But based upon our research, you know, Elvis wanted to check out. It was just too painful for him to live.
A couple things.
And that's the lethal danger of celebrity.
So, you know, because there's a lot of stories about him, a lot of rumors about him. I mean, there's also those stories that he was still alive, which all of that nonsense. But as far as his growing up, he had a twin who died at birth, right?
Yep.
And what was his relationship like with his mother?
Well, he was close to his mother. His mother, many Southern boys were. But we didn't get into that too much.
Right.
Because that's been real well chronicled, and that's not what we do.
Right.
We pick him up when he breaks out into national consciousness, when Americans know who he is. Because everybody's got upbringings that are, you know, Ali and Lennon and Presley had similar upbringings. They did not have stability in their childhoods. They were all poor. And then once they got everything, and I mean everything, they couldn't handle it. They ceded autonomy to other people. All of them did. All three of them did. And the other people betrayed them. So there's this huge spectre of betrayal in killing the legends. And I'll submit to you, any human being, even if you're not famous, if you give up your life and let someone else run your life,
right,
that is not going to turn out well.
And in the book, you point out that I didn't realize that Colonel Parker basically controlled everything he did and actually took 50% of all the
money. It's unbelievable.
That's crazy. Right?
But Presley allowed it. See, they're not victims. I don't say that Presley and Lennon and Ali are victims. They were not stupid men. They weren't. And they allowed it to happen. And they just couldn't. Elvis Presley didn't want to be involved with his career.
Yeah.
He wanted immediate gratification. I'm going to do what I want. If I have to take 50 pills a day, I'll do it. If I want to eat this garbage and run down my whole physicality, I'll do it. And I'll let Colonel Parker handle everything else.
All right. All right, Bill, hang on one second. We'll take a quick time out. I'll hold you over. We'll come right back with the one and only Bill O'Reilly right here on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our very special guest has a brand new book out called Killing the Legends, and that's Bill O'Reilly. So we left off before we took the break talking about Elvis Presley, how the Colonel took 50% of everything that he had. But what's really remarkable to me about Elvis Presley, he's still relevant today. It's almost 50 years ago that he died, right? And it's hard to sort of quantify that in a sense where he is still he's an icon to this day.
Yeah, and Americans around back then remember, just as JFK's assassination, where they were. I was in Lake Tahoe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in a hotel, and I put on TV, and there was the San Francisco local media telling me that Elvis Presley had died of a heart attack, which was, of course, bull.
Right.
He died of narcotics use. But people remember where they were.
Yeah.
Like 9/11 and you know, these significant events. And that's, again, why we wrote this book, because these people were so powerful in the psyche of Americans.
It's a great descriptive opening, by the way you describe Elvis, you know, getting up to go read and then collapsing basically on the red shag rug with, you know, there for, I don't know, 12, 14 hours before his girlfriend actually found him. Real quick, the public look at a star who, you know, basically entices a young girl to come live with him. You know, she was in her teens when he did that, right? Priscilla, when he...
Yeah, that's a pretty dubious action.
Yeah.
We just describe what happened.
Yeah.
Priscilla Ballou was a young woman that Presley met in the army when he was over in Germany. Her parents allowed a relationship to unfold. We don't cast a judgment on it, but it certainly didn't do Elvis any good. It was not, you know, this was not something that, you know, added to his maturity level. Let's put it that way.
Bill O'Reilly, again, our guest.
Killing the Legends is his latest book, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. I'm just asking a few questions about each one of these legends that he talks about at length in his book. And there's a quote from Lennon. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. John Lennon. Was John Lennon happy?
Well, let me just put it this way. When John Lennon met Yoko Ono, he withdrew from life. All right? He disappeared and became a heroin addict. If you can believe it. That's what broke up the Beatles.
Right.
The hard drug use. So do happy people become heroin addicts?
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, it wasn't Yoko really that broke them up.
No, it was the hard drugs. I mean, Yoko Ono alive today dominated every part of John Lennon's life. Didn't steal the money like Herbert Muhammad did with Ali and Parker did with Elvis.
Right.
But Yoko was calling all the shots, and Lennon said, "Hey, you take it. I don't want to really make any decisions anymore. You do it all." And she did.
Now, a lot of people think, I thought this up until this, is that I always thought Yoko and John had this perfect marriage, but he cheated on her, right? He had affairs, and he had an affair even up until the time he was shot, right?
Yeah, we don't get into it too heavy. It's basically whatever they did, they did. That's not what I do. You know, but we do get into the dynamic of John Lennon, the leader of the band, as far as his authority was concerned. Of course, McCartney was a brilliant songwriter, but Lennon just basically abandoned his three mates. And I mean, that's pretty shocking.
Right. So what was Mark David Chapman's fascination? Why Lennon, and why did he grow to hate him so much?
I'll give you a quick profile, and then I got to go.
Okay.
We got the no spin news tonight, and we got all kinds of stuff that we have to do. So Chapman basically was a mentally ill person who was fixated on Lennon and traveled to New York City to kill him for no reason. And this is why The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, again, is a subtitle, because every famous person knows a Mark David Chapman could show right up anytime. If you are famous, I can't, for example, go to Citi Field and watch the Mets
right.
in the stands. I can't do that. I have to go in a box or a protected place, because 90% of the people I meet are really great to me, and I like interacting and chatting with them. But I gotta watch it. And every famous person knows that. There was no rationale for this. The guy was just mentally ill. He goes in and he takes Lennon's life.
All right, listen, I know you got to go. Thanks, but I appreciate it. Maybe down the road we can come back, talk a little bit about Ali and some of the other things in the book, but I appreciate it as always.
Okay, Lee, good luck. Thanks for having me in.
You too, man. All right, there you go. The one and only Bill O'Reilly and his brand new book out, Killing the Legends. You can check that out and pick that up wherever books are sold. All right, we'll take a very quick break, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root right here on the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.